Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley reporting live from Jerusalem. As you listen to that story, Courtney, what'd you think?
I was wondering if people knew what the sound of the drone was, which is part of the covert war, and probably the key part of U.S. military intervention right now in Yemen and Somalia. And it's quite controversial, actually, because people claim in Pakistan that it incurs too many civilian casualties, and it's something that we're using now in Yemen. And you know, there's a lot of other things that I learned about the piece that obviously can't put in the whole piece. I'm just curious if people really realize how the landscape has shifted.
And, Courtney, before I let you go, I've been asking all the reporters who've put together stories where they were on 9/11 and what they saw as that day unfold.
I was in Beirut, Lebanon, and I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden I could see in all the shopkeepers' windows that the TV was on, small, like black and white TVs, and that the first tower had been hit. And I called a friend and said, it's going to come back here. They're going to think it's the Middle East. But it wasn't. It was Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It was the height of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And so people were just very confused. And I'm from New York City, and so my first worry was that friends of mine were in the building. My uncle was on vacation, and he was one of the only people from his company that survived. He was on the floor where the plane hit. So it was just very hard for me to be covering war zones and then have a war zone end up in my backyard in Manhattan where I grew up.
And then what do you think 10 years later?
It's a bit surreal. I think this week added a lot of anxiety when we see the market flip-flop like that so badly, and the economy is in shambles. And I was looking at another picture of my friend's kids on their first day of school, knowing that he's been redeployed and has spent, you know, most of his young kids' lives overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. And honestly, I don't mean to be rude to people, but I think a lot of people wish a lot of this away and haven't really learned what the world's like. They still operate in fear or in stereotypes. And there was a real opening right after September 11th. And sometimes I feel like that window is closed, sometimes here, unfortunately.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley reporting live from Jerusalem. Thanks so much, Courtney.
Thank you.